I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is My Commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. There are shows on television that show you how to get nipped and tucked. There are shows that will help you with the battle of the bulge. This recent survey, however, will tell you when not to go out in front of people at all, ever. Why? I have no idea. But a new study by a self-tanning lotion called Saint-Tropez has figured out exactly when women look their oldest. Again, why? I don't know. But according to this, it's 3:30 on Wednesday afternoon, and here's why. 46% of these women over the weekend had a cocktail, and your body needs to break down all the toxins and sugars you take in, which puts a strain on your body. Only the effects of that strain can take up to 72 hours to show up on your face. 37% of women say they don't get a good night's sleep on Monday, and that takes 48 hours to show up on your face. Monday is also the day women are most likely to forget to use their skincare products. And finally, 1 in 8 women say Wednesday is the most stressful day of the work week. So 1 in 5 work through lunch and get an unhealthy snack early in the afternoon. And according to this big silly survey, this all catches up with you at exactly 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. I have no idea for what it's worth, but I figured I'd tell you at least after the fact. And that's My Commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They enjoy pleasantly surprising you, and they do every single time I walk in because there's always something new. It's not like a chain store. They really do have a revolving inventory because people will go in there and buy and sell their jewelry. So you'll find something beautiful and heirloom, and you'll find something brand new, or you'll see a custom-made piece. All of it can be found at David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or they're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.